Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
Not at this time.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. Vote 4-0, the agenda is approved. Minutes from November 7th, 2022.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve the minutes for November 7th, 2022.
Second. A motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. Vote 4-0, the minutes of November 7th, 2022 are approved. Findings of fact for November 7th, 2022.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the findings of facts for November 7th, 2022.
Second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So they vote of 4-0. The findings of fact for November 7th, 2022 are approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated. It may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced to the applicant and be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. After persons present have spoken with regard to the application, the operator will call for any other persons interested in the application who wish to testify. Those individuals will then be sworn in and allowed to speak. The board may ask questions of the applicant or supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be delivered to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision is not final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And for those participating via phone, when you're on the line, we ask that you limit other noises such as televisions, music, and conversation with other individuals. Thank you.
First case.
Case number 12777. John Bobek seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for an existing garage. Sections 115.34 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Hidden Acre Drive within the Hidden Acre subdivision. The 91 address is 32113 Hidden Acre Drive in Frankfurt, the zoning district is MR, excuse me. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 76. They're seeking a 0.7-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard and a 1.9-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard for the existing detached garage. And board may remember this case under 12732 was heard on September 12th, 2022. And based on some testimony, we thought the structure was going to comply, so the board had denied. That case is unnecessary. After another final inspection, we determined the garage is 20 by 32, which is 640 square feet. So it wasn't able to comply like we all thought at that first hearing. We have two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
And the difference there, as the board may remember, it was 20 by 30 is what the applicant had thought it was at the hearing. Because 20 by 30 would be a lot, would be 600 square feet or less, so it has the reduced setbacks. Mm-hmm. But because it was actually we wrote the findings to say subject to final field inspection, that final field inspection did show that it was larger than that. And because of that, the larger setbacks do apply. So the applicant is here before us tonight. We have received, we have all that testimony and the findings of the prior case, which we could incorporate into the decision, the record tonight. But there obviously is a little bit of a difference because we've discovered that this structure is larger than was originally believed. So I note that for the record. I also know we have a gentleman at the podium who I can swear in if the board would like me to.
Sure.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Where?
Your name and address, can you state it?
My name is John Bobeck, and my address is 32113 Hidden Acre Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening to all of you, and once again, thank you for taking the time out of your day to do this and help us along with this. I appreciate that a lot. What Mr. Sharp was saying, I hope everybody remembers what happened last time. What happened was when I decided to have this building built, my neighbor who actually owned the property that I bought, he had the house built. He said he centered the house right on the property. And we found one pin, and when using that pin and then checking the lines, it looked like, yeah, he centered the house on the property. It was 26 feet to either side, 38 to the back, 38 to the front. So we said, yeah, I put this building right here. Well, it turns out when they put the building there, they were off by like a couple inches on the left-hand side. And I forgot who I talked to on the phone, but they said I had to go through the variance and I had to get a survey done. And when they did the survey, that's when I found out I was off by 2 feet in the back. I mean, it's like, wow, 2 feet, how did I miss that? So that's what I'm here tonight for. I'm asking for a variance for that 2 feet to the back and another 2 inches to the left-hand side. It really was an honest mistake when it happened. Hindsight being 2020, if I had to do it over again, I would have gotten the survey done first and then gone from there. I apologize for all the mix-up from the last meeting. For some reason or other, I had it in my head it was 20 by 30. I was disappointed when I went home that night and measured it and it was 32 feet. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. So again, I threw myself on the mercy of you guys. I mean, what can we do here?
I guess as a little record keeping thing, just if I may, so we have it. Did you by chance receive the findings of fact that we sent you from the previous hearing? Do you recall receiving that?
I may have.
Okay. Well, we had made some findings about some of your testimony there. And just so that we have a consistent record, I'd like to go through that just to make sure that we're consistent with what the prior findings were, because it sounds like you may have had a slight discrepancy. You had said that you purchased the property in 2020 and that the seller told you when the house was built that he instructed the builder to center it on the property. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And that they found pins in two of the corners but were unable to locate the one pin because there was a tree there and it had rotted?
Yeah, the tree was actually part of the marker. It was supposed to be the marker.
You testified that you believed it would be centered on the lot. I think you just testified to that. And that you used tape measures to string to mark out where the property lines would be. And you believe that to be accurate at that time. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And that you hired Delmarva Pole Building to install the pole building, and that the location of the pole building was formerly trees and shrubs that you cleared out of the place. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That after you had a fight with the contractor after learning of the failed inspection, is that right?
Yeah, actually none of the inspections were done.
Okay. That you were using it for a workshop and storage for your vehicle?
Yes, sir.
And that you've received no complaints about it and you've actually received compliments about the lot, is that
yes,
right?
Sir.
And you've installed electric to the structure?
Yes, sir. I pulled the permit on that.
And you received approvals for the driveway as well, as I think
yes,
was your testimony.
Yes, sir. DOT.
And there's a buffer of trees behind the property. It's farmland to the rear?
Correct.
That there was an engineer brought out, met with the county, who approved everything except for the final inspection?
Yes, sir.
Right. You put it where it was staked, but you would get a surveyor in the future to do that. You have a well and septic that limits your ability to place it?
Yes, sir.
And that there's a concrete apron coming off it, and that the bump out showed on the survey are actually steps. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. I just wanted to clarify the record so we don't have some redundancy.
So actually, when we first measured the house, thinking that the house was, I mean, when we first measured the property, thinking that the house was centered, I thought I had 38 feet from the back of the house to my property line. So when I marked out the pole building, I gave it 8 feet from the house to one side of the pole building. The pole building is 20 feet wide. That would have left me with an additional 10 feet, which would have been exactly what I needed in order to pass inspection. But like I said, that's where I messed up.
So you said you went home and measured. Did you report it back to the county?
Say that again, sir?
You said that you went home and you measured your building.
Oh, yeah, after my last meeting here.
Yes, and you.
I called. Who did I, was it? You that I called the next day, or you called
our
me?
Department, yeah.
Yeah, and they said we're going to send somebody over to measure it. And I said okay, and then we talked on the phone later on that day.
Thank you.
Any other questions? You said Delmarva Pole Buildings built the building.
Did Delmarva Pole Building
built the building?
Yes, sir.
We didn't send them a letter last time, did we?
Not after this hearing. We've sent them one after a subsequent hearing.
A subsequent hearing. That's what I thought.
Come through.
I read that. That was very good, by the way.
You sent them a letter?
Not to your case, no.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, for some reason or other, they sent me 2 coffee cups. Like, what's this all about?
I won't comment on this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. You can have a seat.
Okay. The other thing is, I did have a couple people send some emails in. I believe Amy got the emails. I asked them to send the emails.
Yes, we have 2 letters. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12777 for Mr. John Bobek?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Suffolk County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy. We hear you loud and clear.
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
All right, any further questions? Mr. Bobek, did he have to pay the application fee twice now?
No.
No, okay. Good. At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12777 for Mr. John Bobek and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12777 for John Bobek. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote a 4-0. Sir, your case is approved. Next case.